The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Christian homemaker, have you accepted the fact that the way we look at people, events, and circumstances has a strong bearing on how we react to them? Now, honesty will make us admit that feminine nature has a tendency to distort what it sees. Unfortunately, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't free us women from this feminine weakness. Well, what is the distorting lens? Very plainly, it's emotionalism. Now, you and I have often heard men around us complain very loudly and unhappily about feminine emotionalism. It's true. Whereas men see things and react to things logically, we see and react emotionally. Well, as a result of this distorting lens, we get some distortion in results. For instance, we color things with our emotions. We may see the red of flirtation when our husband gets into a conversation with or even mentions another woman. Or perhaps we color things with the blue of neglect. That is, say husband Herkimer comes home at the end of the day, obviously tired, too tired even to talk. Well, we get hurt, blue, and we accuse him, at least in our hearts, of neglecting us. Or perhaps we color things with gray. We tend to call our husband unspiritual. In instances, for example, when, with our TV viewing, he does not react as strongly to something that we feel very strongly against in a negative way. In many cases, however, the difference of reactions is simply a difference in the male versus female pattern of reacting. Besides these unreal colors we bring to bear upon what we see, many times we bring an unreal size to bear also through our emotionalism. In the first place, we will see things out of proportion. That is, we can blow some small incident, or even intonation of voice, into some big meaning. For instance again, poor Herkimer makes a casual, innocent remark at breakfast. But because of some vocal intonation we read into that comment, we blow the thing out of all proportion and brood over it for days. We also have a tendency to have a lack of perspective. Now, this is very clearly a carryover of our teen immaturity. Remember how in your teens everything was so terribly important? Many of us, truthfully, carry over this undue emphasis upon the importance of daily matters. Well, what is the scriptural solution to this emotionalism with which we distort reality so often? As always, God's Word does have an answer for us. James 3:4 reminds us, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." For every instance of life, we need to ask the Lord to help us see with godly wisdom.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.